This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Girls Roll Boys Roll podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. If you're new here, this is a podcast where we talk about all things girlhood, from the good, the bad, everything in between. As I like to say, from the tea to the tears, here we are. Welcome. Today, we are talking about friendship. Friendship in the life of a woman plays such a significant role. We're here to talk about the importance of friendship, especially in your adult years. Now, I've been through my fair share of friendships, and I would consider myself a good friend. I'm not perfect. However, I would consider myself a good friend. I have had fallouts, some even recently, and by recently, I mean within the past 2 years. Well, almost 2 years ago already, I lost two very close friends, but I've also maintained a lot of friendships. So I think from all of these experiences combined, I've definitely learned. I've learned how to be a good friend. I've learned how to have discernment when it comes to choosing friends. So why is it harder as an adult to keep a friend, to make friends? When you were younger, it was so easy. It felt like you would just meet your little girlfriends at school and you guys would hang out. I remember when I was younger, I would call my best friend and we would pick out our outfits so that the next day we would be matching. Like, I've always been in love with my friends. I consider friends one of the most important things to me. My friends are definitely very high on my list of priorities, and it's definitely a blessing to be able to say that, because I think my friends allow me to put them there. They allow me to love them, and they allow me to feel like I can put them so high on my list, you know? And that's beautiful. It's beautiful to have friendship. It's beautiful to have girlhood, to have sisterhood. As girls, it's so easy to focus on romantic love, but friendship love, the love that you share between your friends, is so important and is so special as well. I think most of the time, those friendships are what carries you through hard times. I know for me specifically, I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't my friends. My friends are my shoulder to cry on. My friends are my motivation. My friends keep me going. Like, it sounds so dramatic, but it's so true. And as women, we need to learn or know how to pour into your friendships to maintain them. So I want to talk a little bit about being intentional with your friends, because as you get older, things become that deep, right? Like, the people that you keep close to you become more meaningful, or it becomes so much more when you are an adult than it was when you were younger. I know for me, I just had a baby. So my son is now getting to know my friends. So my son, not only am I going to be around my friends, but so is my son. So now these are people that are getting introduced to my child. And when you become an adult, or when you are an adult, I think friends that you choose eventually will become your family. Like, I know one of my best friends, her daughter calls my baby her cousin, and I think it's the cutest thing and I love it. But it's important that you recognize the importance in those relationships, because I think that is how you can be intentional with how you maintain them and how you choose your friends and who you are allowing to be in close proximity to you. So let's start off with talking about choosing friends. Again, I've had my fair share of friendships, and while even the friendships that I've lost, we still shared very good moments and we still shared very good times. And I don't think that us not being friends is a reflection of who we are as individuals. I think that those relationships just weren't meant to continue further. A lot of times we carry relationships on further than they need to go. Part of choosing a good friend or choosing who is going to be a friend to you is knowing yourself and knowing what you need from a friend, knowing what your boundaries are when it comes to friendship, and knowing what kind of friend you are. Because in the past, I have had friendships where I loved these people and we had a lot of fun together and, you know, we can cry together and we can do all of the good friendship things. However, there was a lot of times and very early on where I felt like my boundaries were not being respected. And that's why it's important to know what those boundaries are so that very first off in the beginning, you can set them and you can let people decide if they want to stay within the lines of those boundaries. If not, that's the quickest way to know if someone is meant for you or not. If you have someone that honors those boundaries, then that is a good sign to keep moving forward with someone. I think that I would have spared myself a lot of resentment in relationships if I knew to walk away the moment when someone crossed my boundaries. You want to be forgiving. You know, not everyone is perfect. However, you get one time, because when you meet someone, they don't know you that well. They don't know what you're sensitive about and what lines shouldn't be crossed with you necessarily. So you kind of need to give room for that person to learn that. So I'm just going to use this example. I'm a little bit crazy. So if you have a less toxic version of this, but no, I'm just kidding. It's not toxic because I genuinely feel this way, but it's just one that sticks out to me the most. I am more sensitive when it comes to a man and friends. And that's definitely because I've had experiences where my friends have talked to the guys that I liked, or they have hooked up with guys that I've hooked up with. And it definitely is a trauma response. I just want to give a disclaimer. I know that, you know, I shouldn't be around a man who makes me feel like that. I'm just giving this example of a time where boundaries can be set or put into place, you know? But anyways, so things like that. If someone can't respect that I feel strongly about that or that I am sensitive to that, I think that's a good sign that they're not meant for me. Because at the end of the day, all that will lead to in the end is resentment. And more oftentimes than not, if someone continuously crosses your boundaries, they're not going to stop because they don't respect it. And it's your responsibility to respect your boundaries and to implement them. So with that, when choosing friends, it's you have to be firm in who you are and you have to be willing to walk away from anyone who doesn't align with who you are and what you believe, what you stand for. However, we do need to remember that no one is perfect. Not everyone is moving with ill intentions. Sometimes you can communicate that, hey, I didn't really appreciate what you did, or I wasn't too fond of that. And a person can genuinely apologize and you can move forward. It is important to allow that space for forgiveness, but you also have to have open communication. You can't not like what someone did on the second day of meeting you, but you don't bring it up until 3 years later, you know, because at that point, that person thought that it was okay to do that with you. So it's all about truly understanding yourself and respecting yourself at the end of the day. You also do an injustice to yourself and the other person when you keep people around you that you resent. So if you meet someone and you get along, however, a lot of things that they do, you don't like, and you continue on with this friendship and years go down the line, you're just slowly but very surely building up this resentment, which eventually will lead to the friendship ending. So now you feel like you've wasted so many years worth of being friends with someone for it to just end. And a lot of times it'll end over what something that may seem small. I know this happened to me for two very close relationships that I had, very close friendships that I had. There was a lot of times where I felt that these two individuals didn't respect my boundaries. They didn't respect how I felt about certain things. So that when I finally decided, you know what, I'm done with this friendship, to them it was kind of like, what the heck just happened here? But really, I should have known when to end that friendship and just move forward. And when you end things early, it gives less space for you to feel bitter about someone or you to have a negative experience with someone, because honestly, I have no bad blood with anyone. However, I don't know how others feel about me, you know, and I really don't want to be in a position where someone feels negatively about me or I feel negatively about them, especially a friend, especially someone that I have shared secrets with, someone that has known me so intimately. Because going back to what I said, I love my friends and I appreciate my friendships so much that I really keep my friends close and I'm an open book when it comes to my friends. If I consider you a friend, I can share anything with you. And I do. Like, I'm definitely an open book when it comes to my friends. There is nothing that one friend of mine can know and the other can't. They all get the same spiel from me. Sometimes I'll tell the same story so many times. I'm like, wait, who did I tell this to? Do you already know this about me? Like, I don't even know. But knowing how to pick a friend, knowing when someone is not meant to be your friend. You have to understand, too, that adult friendships look completely different than what they did when we were younger. Adult friendships are ever-changing. Like, once you get past literally just high school, I want to say, everyone starts to take different paths in life. I know literally all of my friends that I have right now, we all have different paths. None of us are in the same boat by any means. All of our lives look completely different. And I honestly appreciate that. But I think that we all have an understanding of, hey, look, we're grownups. We have responsibilities. We have different priorities. Like, for me, I have a baby now, so it's not as easy for me to just get up and go as it was before. And all my friends are completely understanding of that. But also, there's friends that are in full-blown relationships with families. And I have to understand that, you know, sometimes my friend might put their significant other before me. And I think that that is okay. And that might be a little bit controversial. This is why it's important to date your friends. My friends and I literally will go on dates. We will plan ahead. We will schedule time in for each other and we will dedicate moments to be together and appreciate each other's company and bond. And that might even look like, hey, what are you doing 2 months from now? Like, I'll see you in 2 months. And you know, it really be like that. Like, time just goes by and before you know it, it's been 6 months since you've seen your friend. But you have to be comfortable with that if you're going to have close friends, girlfriends as an adult. I know sometimes people will get upset or they'll feel emotional that they don't feel like they are a priority to their friend. I think that, you know, like, say come a birthday dinner. Girl, don't even get me started. I've definitely been the first one to cut somebody off for not coming to my birthday dinner. However, I've grown and I know that it's not always realistic. Sometimes it might just even be money. Maybe it's not a scheduling. Maybe it's not a different priority. Maybe someone just doesn't have the money to go to your birthday dinner. So I have one friend who her man's birthday is the day before mine. So she can damn near never celebrate my birthday with me. And I never really cared. It never really bothered me. But for the past 2 years, she has set up a date with me either before or after my birthday. And it'll be like my designated birthday outing with her. And I really appreciate that because it just shows that she genuinely cares about our relationship. You just have to be able to think outside the box and make it work for you and your friends. But being adults also means showing up differently for your friends. Maybe before it was, hey, I'm going to call you to cry about my man and blah, 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 blah. And while it still can look like that, I know as we get older, you kind of, a lot of couples and marriages and all those things want to keep their relationship problems in-house, which I completely respect and understand and also appreciate. So it might look like helping your friend move. It might look like babysitting or whatever the case may be. Adult friendships look different. Showing up in adult friendships looks different as well. It's important, though, that you do show up and you do make the effort, because I think that that is how you keep the relationship watered. I know I'm definitely a needy friend. Like, who is going to take me to the airport? Who is going to do this? Who's going to do that? My friends already know. If you offer help, I'm accepting, but also I'm going to go to you for help because I need your help, girl. Like, what's up? Life starts to get harder as we get older, too. Like, it starts to get real. So situations become far more serious, and you have to be comfortable with that, really, if you want to nurture your female friendships throughout the years and you want to be able to grow old with your friends and have your friends' kids be friends and all of those things. So, you know, that could look like going through the death of a parent with your friend or going through a divorce. My friends are helping me right now with navigating being a single mother. There's this quote that says, sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. And that's how I feel about my friends. I feel like in this season, it's definitely been sometimes me. Like, I need you a lot right now. And sometimes they may need me a lot, but it's always us. And we're here to support each other and get each other through those hard times. Because I think that your girlfriends can get you through hard times different than anyone else can, because I feel like when you have girlfriends, you can really let your hair down and your hair loose, and you can kind of just completely unleash every single emotion without feeling guilty or without feeling like you're crazy. I know my friends definitely give me a very safe space to say all my crazy, sad emotions without feeling guilty or without feeling like I'm nagging or being annoying. And there is so much beauty in friendship, because they are these special people that you handpick to share the joys of your life with, to share the worst times of your life with. They are really the people that you select to do life with. And not only should you look for people that add that to your life, but you should strive to be that to others' lives. Something that I've experienced in the past is feeling judged by my friends, being made felt guilty for decisions I've made. And again, those were relationships that didn't work out. But I also have the experience of friends who have accepted me and accepted all of the things that I maybe am not too proud of and look back now on and regret. But when I look at my friendships and I look at my friends, I love them so much because of it. And I'm so thankful for them. And like, as you can tell, I would literally jump off a bridge for my friends. I love them so freaking much. But it's so important when you have friends that you are striving to be a space of love for them. So you're not there to judge, you're not there to reprimand, you're there to listen, you're there to help them, you're there to hold their hand. I know sometimes it's frustrating to be friends with someone and they just keep making the same mistake, or they just are stubborn or hard-headed, but you have to remember, this is everyone's first time doing life. You have to allow your friends to make mistakes. And this is going back to friendships looking different when you're older. We're all on different paths now. We're all going through life differently. So we're going to come across different obstacles. So you have to allow your friends to get to those obstacles and battle those things. And sometimes they can make a mistake. Sometimes they might end up doing something they regret. That is all part of the human experience, and you have to allow for them to do that. So allow it and be the person that's there at the end of it. Be the person that's there after they made the mistake to guide them through it. Trust me, I know my friends, when I was involved in romantic relationships that did not serve me, they didn't want that for me. However, they weren't there making me feel bad about it. They were just always there to pick me up when, you know, times got hard. And again, those are things that I really appreciate and I love them deeply for. So if you want to be a good friend, you have to be willing to let your friends make mistakes, let them experience life, and be there for them at the end. It's also okay to have different opinions than your friends. It is probably quite literally impossible to agree on everything with even just one individual on this planet Earth. So you can't expect your friends to feel the same way you do about every single topic. And you can't let different opinions get in between you or become problematic. You need to learn, and in friendships and in life, you just need to learn to accept others' different opinions. And it might even be an opposing opinion. It might be you're a Democrat and they're a Republican. I don't want to get into politics, but you get what I'm trying to say, that it really might be the opposing side, and maybe politics isn't a good one, but it just might be I feel strongly about this and the other person doesn't. And, you know, at that point, you have to know whether that's something that you are okay with and comfortable with, or if it's not. And if it's not something that you're comfortable with, then you have to know when to walk away from that relationship. But I'm hoping that before you consider someone a friend, that you learn these things, because a lot of times these things are being exposed pretty early in the relationship. Not everything, but in the very beginning, people are showing you who they are. I definitely have done this in the past where I hold my friends to an extremely high standard. So I might feel disappointed with them in something that if someone else may have done it, I wouldn't necessarily feel the same. But I don't think that that is healthy, because at the end of the day, our friends are still human, and maybe we love them the most and we think so well of them and like they would never do anything to hurt us. That's just not realistic. Or that they're so perfect and nothing is wrong with them and you guys are the best of friends. You just have to learn how to give people grace as well. Grace will go a long way. And I think that if you are a good friend, in turn, you will make good friends. I know for me, again, one of my priorities is my friends. So I think that along the way, I've been blessed with amazing friends. But I think it's just a give and take. If I am a good friend, my friends are going to be a good friend back, you know? I think people overcomplicate it, but it really is just about moving in love with your friends, speaking love into your friends. My best friend sent me a voice note, and I'm actually going to read it to you guys, because this is not the first time one of my friends has said something like this to me. And it's not to toot my own horn, but it just really makes me feel like my friends feel the love that I have for them and feel the love that I constantly and continuously try to pour into them. So she literally wrote me out a voice message, and I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it. And she told me how I am the first person in her life that truly believed in her and let her be herself and really thought highly of her. And to be honest, I think highly of all my friends. Like, if you're my friend, I think highly of you. But, you know, that was so special to me, because it really is about speaking love into your friends. And the world is already hard enough. Women have to deal with so much that when it comes to other women, we should be talking to each other with tenderness, with compassion, with empathy. So if there's any role that I can play in my friend's life, it's to make them feel good. It's to make them love themselves. And going back to the friendships that I have had, I've had people make me feel like a piece of shit, to be quite frank, and have made me feel like, wow, I am it almost felt like they wanted me to hate myself, like how much they talked bad about me. And that's not a good feeling. That's not a good feeling to have someone in your life that you should be able to turn to as a shoulder to cry on, that you should be able to trust, to have them spit fire at you and just not make you feel good. So think of the friend that you would want and be that friend. That simple. And I think we all want a friend who pours love into us and who shows up for us when we need them. Friendship is so beautiful. It's so magical. Sisterhood is so sacred. Imagine a life without friends. Like, what is there to laugh about? What is there to talk about? Like, if you don't have your friends, and if you struggle to find friends, I would just put myself in places where you want to be, like a library. If you like reading, go to the library, join a book club. There's a lot of clubs and stuff that you can join that I feel like if you go, you automatically have a connection with someone because you share that common interest, which, by the way, I know I've talked about this in previous episodes. However, I'm ready to get something going with it. If you're listening right now and you would come to a Girls Rule Boys Rule event where we gather as ladies and we go somewhere, we enjoy our time and just celebrate being woman, celebrate girlhood, DM me and let me know. That way I can start to gather a headcount and I can put that together. I think that would be a lot of fun. You should want friendships the same way you want a boyfriend. And that's just the honest truth. You should obviously always put self-love above anything, but all of these relationships are so important. And I truly feel like your friends can be your soulmate. Soulmate, I don't think is just romantic. I think soulmate is anyone that you have a connection with, a deep connection with, that relates to you and understands you. And speaking of relates to you and understands to you, this is a really big one. Allowing your friends to change while you continue your friendship. And this one is hard because sometimes the person that you started off being friends with is not the person that you have standing in front of you. And maybe you don't agree with who they are as a person. And maybe you don't feel like this is someone that you can keep around in your life. I think more oftentimes than not, people are just ever changing and people are just products of what they go through in life. So you have to be willing to accept your friends evolving and allow space for them to grow. And I was listening to a podcast with Lauren London and Jada Pinkett, and they were actually talking about this, but not wanting more from your friend, but for them to be themselves. When you start to set an expectation of your friend or put them in this box and label them as the type of person they are, you don't allow your friend to expand. And when they start to become someone that you put them in this box to be, you start to look at them like, hey, but I thought you were like this. Why are you changing? This is not who I want you to be. So you naturally start to pull back from them and it could lead to losing friends. So you have to be willing to see different versions of people if you truly expect to maintain friendships. Relationships in general are not easy. And we all, when you hear that statement, you think about love. Like they say, marriage takes hard work. Well, guess what? Any fruitful relationship takes a lot of work. It takes a commitment to have that relationship and to continue the relationship. If life was that simple, we would all be best friends and we would all be in relationships. But it just really is not that simple. So you have to keep that in mind. But most importantly, fall in love with your friends. Fall in love with your friends. Tell your friends how beautiful they are. Tell them how good they're doing in life. Tell them all the things that you appreciate about them, because we are all just looking for love. There is no amount of love that is too much love. So when you can give it, give it. There are so many ways to show acts of love. One of my friends, she sent me a woman's devotional that she was reading, and she just Amazoned it to me. She didn't ask me if I wanted it. She didn't, you know, nothing. She just sent it to me. And stuff like that literally makes my heart explode because, wow, like, you really love me. You really care about me. We only get one life here on earth. So you might as well spend it loving the people around you and not isolating yourself to the idea that love is only meant to be romantic. There is so much love to give and there is so much love to receive. And I think girlhood and girl love is a very special kind of love. And I hope that everyone gets to experience that kind of friendship. I think there's always a time to reflect and say, how have I been in past friendships? Or if this episode is making you think, what kind of friend am I? Really think about it. What kind of friend are you? Do you reach out first at all, if ever? Do you make the effort to make a plan? Do you consider how this person may need you to show up for them? That's actually something so, so important that everyone should consider when they are evaluating their relationships. Because I know for me, I had a friend who she always felt like she did so much for me. And from her perspective, she did, right? She just always felt like she gave me so much love. But I always felt like I don't feel that love at all. So we always had that disconnect and it was always a problem in our friendship. So it's so important that you love people in the way that they want to be loved and you show up for them in the way that they need you to show up for them. Maybe what would help you is not going to be helpful to that other person, or maybe what makes you feel appreciated doesn't make that other person feel appreciated. So you really have to understand who the other person is as well. And if it's not something you already know, ask them, hey, what could I do for you to make you feel seen or make you feel appreciated? Or what can I do for you right now that would take a weight off your shoulder? We are all very different. So you got to know. You got to know what you're working with. Communication is definitely key as well. Learn how to ask those questions and not shy away from them. The more you can understand someone, you can show up for them in ways that they will genuinely appreciate. And when you show up for someone and they appreciate what you've done for them, it makes you want to do it again. Because sometimes, you know, not to say that everything needs just because, not that everything should be tit for tat, but it does feel exhausting if you continuously show up for someone and they never acknowledge it and they don't appreciate it. So skip all that and just ask them, hey, what do you need from me? What can I do for you? And lastly, ladies, have fun with your friends. It is that deep and it is so important that we're extremely intentional with our friendships, but it's also important that we're having fun with our friends. Like, you can do both. I feel like with all of my friends, we can do everything. We can go to yoga. We can go to book club. We can go to the club. We can literally do it all. Like, we can go to the family functions. You have to know how to switch it up. It doesn't have to be serious all the time, because nothing feels better than a girl's night of being out at the club, dancing, drinking. Like, I love to have me a grand old ball, okay? And especially as a mother now, I've definitely realized how important that is for me to actually go out and have fun. Yes. And by fun, I mean go out and have a drink and dance a little dance, because I'm always doing, I like to think that I have good habits in general. So I'm always, you know, trying to be the best version of myself and in my spiritual journey, journaling, doing all the things. But sometimes you really just need to have a drink and you need to go smoke some hookah with the girls. Go roll some dice with the girls. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? But yeah, no. In conclusion, love your friends, pour into your friends, be intentional with your friendships, and understand that sometimes you just aren't meant to be friends with someone. Sometimes things just don't work out, like any relationship. But anytime something doesn't work out, it really is just an opportunity to learn. And that's definitely what I've done with the friendships that I've lost. I think that now I know what to look for if I ever do meet someone new. I know when to draw the line and I know when to keep moving forward. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys are all my bestest friends and I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Let me know what else you want to hear and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.